You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Revelation chapter 5, verses 6 to 10. And between the throne and the four living creatures, and among the elders, I saw a lamb standing as though it had been slain, with seven horns and with seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. And he went and took the scroll from the right hand of him who was seated on the throne. And when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the lamb, each holding a harp and with golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, Worthy art thou to take the scroll and to open its seals, for thou wast slain, and by thy blood didst ransom men for God from every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and hast made them a kingdom and priests to our God, and they shall reign on earth. It's good to be in the throne room again with you in chapter 5 of Revelation. It's good to be in the throne room again to look into what the Lord has for us in these 40 days. And this time, we're here in chapter 5 with characters from chapter 4, elders and creatures. It's good to be here with them because it's good to witness such things with them, such weighty and glorious throne room things with them. These four creatures, they represent all of creation in creation's wide extent and creation's power. We're here with them in the throne room to worship God. And we're with 24 elders who had their own thrones and crowns, and they got off their thrones and took off their crowns. We're here with these who represent the best and brightest of the human race. We're here to witness, to worship alongside these best elders of men, to witness, to worship alongside all creation. So here we are, bowed down, and only one stands, a lamb. This lamb, bloodied, he was slain, a lamb who completed the good and perfect sacrifice. But this sacrificed lamb stands alive before us. And this lamb has seven horns. Horns, a symbol of power. And it has seven, the number of perfection. So seven horns, perfect power, all-powerful lamb. And seven eyes, perfect sight, all-seeing lamb. He's an all-seeing, all-powerful lamb. And the lamb takes a scroll, a rolled up paper with writing all over it. And we want to see what's written there. It's important stuff on that scroll, in the right hand of power of the greatest king on the greatest throne. The writing there must hold our destiny. Is it a covenant or an agreement that we did or did not keep? Is it a last will and testament that reveals whether we get riches or peanuts or worse? We want to see what's written there, but who can open it? Worthy are you, Jesus, Lamb who was slain, to open the scroll, to lay open and show us what's written there about the covenant with man, to show us what's written there about how you keep your agreements, about your plan to ransom men for God. Worthy are you, Jesus, to open the scroll, to enumerate our inheritance. You're the one to show us our deserved will and testament. But what does it say? O Lamb, show us what's on that scroll. In fear and awe, we worship, we bow, we burn golden bowls of incense, we sing a new song, we wait to see what it will be like when you show in black and white what we get. Make us a kingdom. Make us priests. Amen.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.